DJ, drop a beat.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
Not another podcast.
What the hell is wrong with you people?
Not another podcast.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
James.
I am sick and tired of everyone telling me I'm confused.
Bryce.
We're reckless, arrogant, stupid dicks.
Big Jim.
Wubble up a dub dub. That's my catchphrase, remember?
Samantha.
I have one job on this lousy ship. It's stupid, but I'm gonna do it, okay?
Dan.
I don't know who you are, but I have a very particular lack of skills. I will never be able to find you.
Not another podcast.
Well, shit, should we just start this shit show and hope she shows up?
That's the spirit.
I mean, because clearly she's just too much meat.
She has better
too much
to
meat. That might be the
starting
name of the
off
episode.
With the title. You say starting off with the title. Usually we start, we like write the book backwards, and then we come up with the title. James, you know, today is just gonna be called
today.
Too
it's
much
just
meat.
All title. It's all
just too much meat.
All title.
Well, here's the headline. Bryce is back.
Bryce is back.
Hello.
And bored already.
When
just
a
ball of excitement and energy.
You finally get to see what I do when we podcast now.
Yeah, he's. We'll get to watch him Google shit.
Yep. Real time.
I only see one of his hands, though. What's the other one doing?
Googling.
Only his wife knows.
Look, I have two hands.
Well, we know that you have them. We were just not aware of what you were using them for.
Yeah, but the vampire fleshlight attachment that you have under your desk, we all know that's there.
He uses the Giger.
Oh, multitasking.
Let me just keep trying to adjust my chair here for the next hour.
God, I just can't get comfortable.
Oh, I'm so glad I was recording that. I can
posture balls
that bit
is what it is.
Of Jim adjusting his chair.
Counts as my cardio.
Always looking on the bright side. I love it, Jim.
Heavy lifting, buddy. Heavy lifting.
Bryce, it's been a while since we've had you on. How have you been maintaining through all this craziness?
Barely.
Good answer.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, work's been crazy. Working at a new facility now. So
yeah, you got transferred someplace else.
Yeah.
So you're far away from Danny, finally.
I know.
That's the only upside he had to that whole thing.
At the court's request.
He's got to keep 1,000 feet away.
I am required under Megan's law to inform you.
Actually, I think you're required under Bryce's law.
Bryce's law? I am a risk for framing offender. It happens.
You do not have the right to remain annoying. Anything you say or do that I deem to be fucking annoying, I'm going to kill you for it.
In
everything.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
For everything that you do that annoys me, I shall kill you.
Every annoying thing stronger. You do shall and will be used against you in Thunderdome.
Repeatedly and over again until the handle breaks off. Well, Bryce, so you got a kid. How's the kid been doing?
Good. He's been taking it in strides.
He's probably happy to have mom and dad home all the time.
Yeah, we're home a lot. I was home for a couple weeks. I was off. And then we try and get out a little bit. We go on walks and stuff, get outside.
They let you outside?
Have you experienced...
Yes,
oh, James,
do.
Go ahead.
I got it out. No, really, I've got it out.
True professionalism here, fellas.
I know.
God, we haven't talked in so long, and all we've got is awkward silence.
I know. I got the news up here. I'm trying to see if there's anything crazier going on.
So, Bryce, I have a question for you because you haven't been on in a minute.
Yes.
genuinely, like, and don't get me wrong, the question I'm going to ask has got an easy answer, but how do you feel about these asshats who believe that this is a plandemic, not a pandemic?
Jesus. Stupid.
Concise and to the point. That's
stating the obvious. You have.
They're fucking morons.
Agreed.
Yes.
I mean, James, Sam, and even Big Jim and I, we've all talked about it at a decent length, but haven't really got a chance to get your two cents on everything that has gone on in the past fucking 6 months of this stupid fucking year.
The 2020 hellhole.
Dude, seriously, man.
Yeah.
I actually snapped on somebody, I think, like 2 days ago or so. It was just like, they posted this meme, and it was a shot of this a poster somebody had made, and it's just like, don't be fooled, this is a false flag operation. They're inflating death certificates to institute martial law, all this random shit and everything else. And so people are like, you know, hey, you know, by the way, lost an aunt, lost a, you know, grandfather, you know, lost whoever. And someone's just like, so why the fuck did you put this up? And he's like, well, you know, there's been some conflicting stories and yada yada. And so I just felt like it merited, you know, putting out there or whatever. And so I was like, my first thought was like, I'll just leave it alone. I'll just walk away because it's useless yelling into the void about like how stupid some people can be. And it never makes anything better. No one ever walks away being like, you know what? You changed my mind. I'm right. going to go back to college. I'm going to be a lawyer or a cat therapist, one or the other. And I'm going to be somebody. No, they never do that. They're just like, well, fart sound, you know, turd emoji, and then whatever. So I just was like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. I'm done. I'm going to go off on this person. So I'm like, so rather than doing the actual research to back up this ridiculous claim, you're just going to just slap it out there, you know, for the betterment of what? Of what does this do? This serves no purpose. This only seems, you know, serves to feed more frustration on an already stressed out populace.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, you know what? How about this? You want to, you know, for yourself? We'll ask my buddy. He's a nurse in he's a trauma nurse at the hospital. Might be a while. He's kind of busy right now. But hey, we got time, right? We got time. We can waste posting shit like this on the fucking internet. You know, I'm just like, read the fucking room. Do more research than finding the one meme that you know is going to get the most amount of attention and likes and comments. You know, and fucking put that energy towards doing something that's better. Instead of just pointing out all this shit that's fucked up.
Learn how to sew. Make some fucking masks or something.
Yeah.
Wear your goddamn masks.
No shit.
And wear them right. I want to fucking slap people that have them off of their nose. Come up to them. Come up to their face and just go.
I don't. Because honestly, ever since this whole thing started, I've been under this impression that, you know, I saw a meme that genuinely hit home the point that I was talking about. And it basically just had a picture of Darwin and he just said, I got this. It's like, yes.
Yeah. Hopefully.
Into the flash drives. There is a
professional
flash drive.
We lost Danny.
No, he's not. He's right there.
He's muted.
Oh, is he?
That's okay. That's good.
Hit the mute button, Dan.
Mute. Well,
there he goes. Now we
go. God. I thought you guys
the
had this down.
The man censored Danny.
No, shit. Didn't want me talking shit, I guess.
Fucking big brother.
Danny was dropping truth.
We just wanted to listen to Bryce. That's all.
You know,
I'll
shut
up now.
It's got to be InfoWars.
If you can isolate the sound of Bryce breathing, it sounds like it's like a breath shrugging, like, yeah, fuck these fucking schmuggins and their fucking bathtub science. Here we go. Okay. We're buckled up for this for another 60 fucking minutes. Great. This is what I came back for. Could be taking care of my son right now. Could be teaching him how to read, you know, or sharpen a knife with a gun. You know, like, I could be doing all these things. But, no, I'm stuck listening to these, you know, chowder faces.
Teach my kid how to use a bear trap properly. Make a tiger pit. No, I'm back on this shit show. Back when this whole thing first started and, you know, people started wearing masks and shit, I got put on a medication by my doctor. And one of the side effects is it causes a dry cough. Mm-hmm. I was in Fred Meyer, and the urge to cough came up. And I'm fighting it,
side effects.
I'm fighting it, and finally it just wins, and everyone in the aisle, and it happened to be like the fullest aisle, everyone stops and looks at me, and I was this close to going, now you all got it.
I'm okay like, with that.
Logic kicked in and went, they will kill you.
50-50 chance.
I could run pretty fast.
I was really hoping you were going to say the pill said side effects may include a dry cough and an uncontrollable guilty face. So you'll cough and you'll be trying desperately to explain, like, no.
I swear, medication that I'm on.
Allergies.
I'll carry the medication pamphlet with me. Look, see, it says right here.
Whatever typhoid Larry.
Yeah.
Darn feather him. The ultimate goal, right? The ultimate goal is to get us all to get a microchip so they can track us.
Fuck you. Oh, I already got one.
Bill Gates. Bill Gates is going to do it, even though we carry tracking devices in our fucking pockets every day.
No shit. People,
well, the human being can't be relied upon to carry its tracking device consistently. Humans keep dropping their tracking devices, and the government's getting really annoyed by it. So if we can help the government out, cut out the middleman.
No, yeah. We're not helping the government. We're helping George Soros and Bill Gates and the Illuminati. Come on.
Fuck you. Right now, I think the Illuminati is our only hope.
Help you. Please help, Trilateral Commission. You're our only hope.
Bryce, you follow this shit more closely than even I do. What's your take on the Republicans really trying to stop us from voting by mail?
Because that enables more Democrats to vote, because people that would tend to vote if it was easier are poor people that have a harder time taking time off work to get to the polls.
Not just that, though. There's straight up like poll. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you up, Bryce. But voter tampering, where they'll just be like, they'll shut down polling places. So yep. Now you
they've
have
made
to go
it hard to get to.
Yeah,
you got to go across town now.
Yeah,
yeah, or like outside of town, and then you get there, and the line's so long that by the time you get there, they're closed. It happened.
Well, if you're in line, they cannot turn you away. They have to let you vote.
Well, they should.
Yeah. But still, I mean, you think it's not a holiday. Voting isn't a holiday. So people either have to take time off work. They have to find a way to take time off work.
Yeah.
I mean, they're making it as restrictive as they can to prevent Democrats from voting, because the poorer Democrats won't be able to, because they can't afford to take the time off work. Whereas you get these old, rich, white people that are retired. They can do whatever the fuck they want.
Well, the tampering is actually started, but it's not by voters. This morning I heard a story about coming out of Georgia, a gal who ran the Democratic candidate for Georgia's governor in the last election. She just barely lost. She got her absentee ballot. Stacey Abrams is her name. She got her ballot stuff.
JJ's sister.
Yeah. lesser famous Abrams.
All the lens flare.
The envelope that she was supposed to put the ballot in to send back was already sealed, and she couldn't open it.
Oh, shit.
So, okay, yeah, you can vote by mail, but you can't send it in.
Yeah.
That's some horse shit.
Yeah, I think at this point, voting by mail is far more secure, and I think you'll get, like Bryce said, I think you'll get more voter turnout if more people. We've been doing it here in Oregon for decades.
Oh, I was just going to say that's been the only way I've voted is by mail. I get my ballot in. We do our research on the people. We fill it out, and then we send it back.
Yeah.
Danny gets his ballot. He goes into his fallout shelter. He strips down naked. He turns on Apocalypse Now, right? Drinks a quart of rum.
How else do you do it, bro?
I mean, I know it's – I'm just saying it for the – maybe our Patreon Jim doesn't members. Drink the rum. Yeah.
He slowly lowers himself down onto a pair of anguish.
Everything else he does, he just doesn't drink the rum.
A pair of anguish. I'm not letting that one slide by, my friends. Because you can't just let a pair of anguish slide by. Those of you listening,
also the new name of the new name of the episode.
Too much meat? Nope. Pair of anguish.
Pair of anguish.
Interesting that we should go from like tampering with mail fraud and voter fraud to pair of anguish.
It's quickly. Devices.
It's a good segue. Quickly. Good segue. Yeah.
Of course.
So tell me, Jim, how do you feel about pears?
Or you like frightened?
Agony.
Frightened? Yeah.
I respect them. Hate this.
I respect them like no other fruit. I won't
Dips
look
on
them
the
directly.
Band name, by the way.
Yeah, really.
Pear of anguish.
Pear of anguish.
See, I'm calling dibs on Hair of Anguish, which is the tribute band to Pair of Anguish. So you can have Pair. I'm taking Hair.
Outstanding. I don't know of too many hairy pears, but, I'm sure there is one out there just for you.
I love the conspiracy that 5G networks are spreading it or speeding up the spread. It's the stupidest thing ever.
Because 5G gives you instant cancer.
Yeah.
Because science.
I know. And makes people don't understand anything.
It's also flattening the Earth.
More.
Yeah.
That's always been flat. Come on.
Just realize
that fucker down.
Oh, I saw. Speaking of flat earthers, I saw the best meme in regards to flat earthers, and it was saying with flat earthers, COVID-19 is pushing flat earthers over the edge. I just
someone needs a prize for that headline.
Somebody went to college to write that headline. Somebody's parents,
money well
fucking
spent,
had to sell their second Volvo to make payments on a lunch plan for this piece of shit to crank out a title like coronavirus is pushing flat earthers over the edge. I swear to God. This is our America.
My first thought was, one could hope.
So I guess at like the flat earth conventions, they basically have an agreement that they have to kind of respect everybody's wooey ideas. So flat earthers and hollow earthers have to like respect that both of theirs are true when they're at a convention. It sounds like the funniest fucking thing I've ever heard.
Begrudgedly? That's like telling like Star Wars and Star Trek fans that they have to do this. They have to be like horseshoed in to the same just pigeonhole.
Yeah, you're teleporting.
Sci-fi, it's all the same shit.
I respect you got a ship. Teleporters are bullshit, but whatever.
Cool. You got a ship that goes in the air? Yeah. You got a robot? Yeah, get in fucking line.
Speaking
respect
of Star Trek,
each other.
I had a question posed to me just yesterday regarding the food replicators on starships.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And it was posed as, okay, so transporters take you apart at a molecular level.
Mm-hmm.
And rearrange you and rebuild you on the surface of the planet.
Uh-huh.
The food replicators work similarly in that they take...
Time out. They do what? Similarly? Step out of the car, please, sir.
It was just.
Oh, your wife. Okay.
Step away from the shuttlecraft. I have it on stun. Do not make me. I will raise it to double stun, and then like smarts. Oh, that's smarts. I'll zap you, motherfucker. Sorry.
Excuse
go ahead.
Me. I was speaking perfect Klingon there, and you fucked it up.
Drunk Klingon.
Perfect drunk Klingon.
Isn't that what Klingon is? Is just like human language, heavily inebriated.
No, it's what'd talking while trying to get some yeah, cat that's fur out of your front. Mouth.
Yeah.
You got like cat phlegm. Hair in the back. Yeah, like,
that's a phlegm, you know.
You got that popcorn kernel just at the back of your throat.
Right. Oh, that little fucker that hangs onto the dangly bit in the back. Yeah.
Yeah, that fucker.
Son of a bitch.
See, anyway.
I recently heard a theory that stated or posed the possibility that instead of a transporter being able to, I mean, it can disassemble your physical body, basically break that down and then reassemble that someplace else. But your consciousness, how would that be able to go from place to place? So instead, what they suggested was when you transport out, they're basically liquefying the old you and then like speed, like cloning you, like with your consciousness, which is already on board the ship.
So they're plugging
that into a new body.
So you're basically a clone. You're pulling a
prestige. Yeah.
There's a philosophical question about that. Are you actually you, or are you a copy of yourself?
I am a meat popsicle.
There would technically be no, because a lot of the, from my understanding, the idea of the transporter is it basically takes your matter apart and then uses other matter and would send your consciousness down, but that matter is no longer technically you anymore. So I don't know.
I want to go down to engineering and just.
Again. As far as I understand from the Star Trek universe, first off, let me get back to James's question. So you're talking about transporters versus food replicators. Food replicators.
Well, no. I didn't get a chance to lay out the full question.
Let me guess. They figured that food replicators worked off of poop.
Yeah, actually, yeah.
Yeah, I know. The thing about replicators is they have a set amount of power that runs into them. And basically, normally that's run by the ship's power that gives it, you know, its battery life, its juice to work. The best example I saw of this being broken down was in Voyager, because in Voyager, since they were on such a power restraint to make sure that they could actually make the voyage home, they had to actually ration out the replicator, which meant they had a finite amount of what this thing could produce out of nothing, essentially. So they're using raw energy to turn things into matter. And since their warp core is an antimatter drive, that's how it functions. So there you go. Not replicated off of poop, but I'm pretty sure they use it for something. So there's that.
But, secondly, but the thing is have you ever seen a toilet on any starship?
I've seen a shower.
It's in your suit.
It just liquefies it out of you. Because the sonic shower like, just washes all of your bowels.
Their transporter works overtime.
Yeah, exactly.
The uniform.
That was my response, actually, Bryce. Was it like when you transport, all of the impurities in your body are taken out?
Smart.
Like, think about that.
So there's just a pile of shit at the transporter every time somebody gets taken off the ship?
I think they divert that to somewhere.
Why do you think Chief O'Brien went into being a security officer? Because that job sucks.
Truth.
Okay, so
transporter operator sucks, but transport cleaner? That's shit.
That's a shitty job. Yeah. Well, again, as far as I understand from the transporter point of view, it does break you down to the molecular level and then basically puts you onto the surface of the planet and reconstruct your entire anatomy. But that's one of the reasons why people don't get transported into solid rock accidentally, because it basically displaces the whole set you're in, which is why there's always been those tube lights, is basically it's taking a piece of space and time and moving that entire piece to the surface of a planet, but by doing so, they have to break it down to its atomic level. So, yeah.
And see, I just figured that, like, that beam was shot from the ship, and that carried your molecules and then reconstructed it.
Kind of, but not really. It's a matter of rearranger that
debunks the whole clone ideal, though, because if it's your molecules just being transported in a, you know, energy beam down to a planet's surface, because energy can move instantaneously, really.
And that's why they use it, because it's a hell of a lot faster than a shuttlecraft. But that's another reason why in Voyager they tend not to use it that often, because they didn't have the power supply to back up to refuel to do it again. So it was better to use the shuttles to get down to the surface as opposed to transport.
You know, we've had a lot of really nerdy conversations on this show. But this
did I just bring the 10th level nerd for the Star Trek-dom?
Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to say that I'm convinced that the uniforms work as like the suits, the still suits from Dune, where they'll capture your waist. You know, and so when you see them, like, you know, kind of like grabbing their top part and they're kind of like pulling it down, that's like flushing it. Like, they're flushing their suit. They're adjusting it.
I think that's a 1-2 step complicated. I think they just walk down the hall and shake it down their pant leg.
Someone has to walk the halls of the starship.
Well, see, Star Wars was ahead of the fact, because remember the little mouse droids on the Star Destroyer? Those just drive around and pick up shit.
Well, okay. I mean,
they called them mouse droids, but they were really shit droids.
Exactly. I won't argue that because honestly, I have no other. Like, it never made sense to me to have those little Scootaloo fucking droids just running around all over the place. It's like, yeah, you're sci-fi. I get it. Congratulations, you have droids. What the fuck is the purpose of that little tin can? Now that Bryce brought it up, it makes sense. It's the shit collector.
Well, I'll say this much then. If a replicator, like, if I'm just going to go straight nerd, I'll go full on nerd then. If a replicator can essentially kind of like 3D print food or drink or whatever it is that you need using the matter that they have stored on board the ship, it's, you know, would it be that far outside the realm of possibilities to think that when you consumed it, the food wouldn't act as like normal organic food would? It would instead just sort of break down into essentially the nutrients that you would get from that food and nothing else. So there wouldn't be a need to shit, because there would be no waste product. It's essentially just pure food that you're taking in. Everything, it's like everything gets used, so there's nothing to excrete.
See, you know, Jim, I had a similar thought to that, in that if the replicator...
Let me have my moment.
No, this is, I'm actually agreeing with you, because I had a similar thought to that. If the replicator is just taking matter and reconfiguring it into foodstuffs that people can eat, then it stands to reason that there is somewhere on the ship a store of nutrient mush that gets fed into the replicators, so it can create whatever the food or drink that people want. So then that makes sense with what you're saying, because then it's like, well, this is like every nutrient, and no matter what it's configured in, the body's going to take in everything, and there's going to be little to no waste.
Now,
the senator from Wakanda has a question.
I do. Now, the only caveat I would have to this is the fact that the replicators don't just do just food. Matter of fact, they do many things. Like, we've seen musical instruments be made. Janeway's coffee mug constantly gets remade every time she uses it.
But why can't the replicator pull from different sources?
Well, here's the thing. This is the only nail I would throw towards that one. Is, again, during Voyager, they had Neelix on board, who was their chef. He was actually physically cooking food that they were procuring amidst their missions and things like that, because the replicator rations were so low, they couldn't replicate every meal. So they would still have a need to have a movement.
So that, but what you're saying though, is when you say replicator rations, that fits in with what I'm saying. There are foodstuffs that the replicator pulls from to make food. There's probably also non-foodstuffs that the replicator pulls to make the dishes that the food goes in. So if you want a cup of coffee, it makes a cup and then makes coffee.
Mm-hmm. Like I said, it's just
fuck you. It makes sense.
The work core. Shut up.
Well, and if we're gonna discuss Meowlix or Mucilix, monkey yeah. legs, monkey legs, or whatever the Mucilix fuck his name
monkey
was.
Monkey legs is his full name. Yeah.
Yeah. My theory on that is there was clearly like a gas leak on Voyager that no one just discussed, because that's a fucking, that was a hallucinate. He wasn't there. That was totally just a fucking group psychosis. They all imagined, oh, it's a cat person. They're like, no, go through fucking the charted planets and the people that they contacted. And you're just like, yeah, no, the Cheshire cat people.
Jim, that's an interesting theory.
Shade on my Neelix, bro?
Fuck real.
Bring
what
it,
if
bro.
In the journey to the Delta Quadrant, the ship was damaged so badly that there was some sort of leak that caused everyone to have this constant hallucination? And the replicators were working fine, but they all saw this cat person who cooked for them.
No, it was like
Danny's like, no.
During their trip through the Delta Quadrant, there was perhaps an interdimensional shift where in a parallel like Rick and Morty universe was able to slide in a cat person. And because it was like just like a mere like dimension, they just sort of accepted the fact that, yeah, then we got this cat fucker on our planet, on our boat. And like, oh, he cooks, right? He would be spraying everywhere. Like, there would be piles of shit on the transporter. Or another transporter
Someone
pad.
Someone would
like
have noticed a giant litter box.
The turbo lift smells like piss.
Well, he did have a dread fascination with water.
Fucking horrible living on Voyager because of that. If he was real, he was a nightmare to have to live with. Best case scenario, group psychosis.
What?
Best case scenario.
That's some dog shit, Big Jim.
That's some cat shit. It's clearly some
bullshit.
Cat shit. Because then where were the counterparts?
He just totally destroyed Voyager.
where are the dog people? If Monkey Legs was a cat person, then where's the dog dude?
He was on the Enterprise.
Yep, sorry.
They called him Wolf.
Nah.
They called him Wolf.
You ain't right.
And Bryce
bro.
Is so right. goddamn bored.
Sorry.
He's a freaking fanboy. Not a Trekker. Or Trekkie, whatever the fuck you want to call it. Hi, Bryce. Welcome back.
Hello. I'm still alive.
We barely. Missed you, Bryce. Clearly.
Clearly. God, stop adding such beautiful content, Bryce.
I'll try.
Just slow down, bro.
No promises.
Bryce is looking up ways to get rid of evidence.
I don't need to look that up.
Big Jim.
I select that.
You know who looks up? You know who looks up shit like that? People who get caught.
Duh.
They should be looking up, how do I get caught? Because that's...
They should how just do I, how do I? I'm about to commit a murder. Come arrest me.
How do I not leave a paper trail? Google.
Step one, don't Google this.
Step one, well, you're already fucked, so... We're just sending the cops to your house now.
No, I was reading about the PlayStation 5 because they did some reveals today. I'll let you guys
know. Yeah, fucking jerks. Have you guys played the new God of War?
No.
No. We have consoles that aren't garbage.
Whatever, dude.
Hey, we're working to get him a non-garbage console.
Well, I just played it, and honestly, I was
bored to tears.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, have you guys ever had the experience where you played a video game and you kind of saw where it was going to eventually move to? You know, you could kind of feel where the story was, and you finished the game, and you're like, wait, that was it? Oh, that's right. They're waiting to reveal it on the next console generation. It's like,
so you buy half a game and then have to finish it on a whole other console? Fuck that.
Dude, I was pissed. I'm not going to lie. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. The game was fun, but not that fucking fun.
That's a Sony thing, man.
Whatever. Yeah.
That's why PS2 is about as far as I venture. PS2, Super Nintendo.
All right, so in my defense, the only reason I went with the PS4 was because I had one buddy who had a shift that was similar to mine that I could actually play games with. These two assholes down in the bottom here did not work the similar shift, so it was like, well, why would I get an Xbox One if I can never actually play with my buddy?
Because it's superior.
And now he's learned that he could have been playing with his buddies the whole time.
I know, what a waste. Lame.
Yeah. Why haven't you guys bought me an Xbox One?
Why didn't you buy it when you had the chance?
Because, honestly, for me, I went to PlayStation 4 because of the Final Fantasy VII remake they promised. And it did come out.
Finally.
Problem is it the game that they released only goes up to, and Bryce will know this, but it only goes up to the point where you leave Midgar.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
they're breaking
it up.
On the
next console, you'll get the rest.
Yeah, pretty much.
Not even joking. That's
so you got screwed twice.
PS5 is planning to have the next two versions of the remake. Now
that's probably
going to
take them a couple years to finish that.
What's that?
It'll probably take them a couple years to release that anyway.
It was originally slated. I think 5 was slated to come out this winter. Is when they slated PS5, I thought. But I think due to everything that's going on, they might have pushed it back. But I believe that's when they originally
wanted
to release it.
I would not doubt that things got pushed back. I haven't looked, I think both PlayStation and Xbox were dropping their new consoles this winter.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's been pushed back or not.
No, I don't think they have.
Mm-mm.
Well,
no, I think that's
Danny,
where they're planning on.
Danny, do you want to hear a little story that'll make you feel better?
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, sit back. It's time for story time with Big Jim.
Time for stories of regret with Big Jim. Well, picture this. The year was about 1992.
Please do the whole story in that voice.
A young Big Jim found himself in high school. Some of his comrades in arms had purchased a new gaming system known as the PlayStation 1. And boy, life was good. The game selection, graphics, sound, everything was on a level little Jimmy Willick had never seen before. And a particular game had caught his eye. That game, Nightmare Creatures. There was something quite hypnotic about Nightmare Creatures. The running down a dark hallway that you couldn't quite see, only to have monsters come out and attack you with tentacles.
Is this going to end in a dedication to a dead dog?
This one's going out to Loretta.
You I sound so much like Casey insect. Kasem right now. It's haunting.
So, basically, Nightmare Creatures was the game that I wanted to play because it was so fucking awesome. And, I mean, even like the PlayStation 1, you look at it now and you're like, these are very basic, very, very simplistic graphics and everything else. But for the time, it was like fucking light. Like, it's such a leap into essentially what we wanted to do, which was to play a game, play a cartoon, or to play a movie, to have that kind of level of graphics.
Yeah.
So anyway, everybody gets the PlayStation 1. My birthday is coming up. Now, do I follow the crowd like all the other lemmings, get the popular console that everybody else is getting, that everybody else has games for, that you could easily borrow and barter with? No. Jimmy asks his mom for a little console called the Atari Jaguar.
Oh.
Thinking that this, because this console was coming out at about, you know, shortly after the PlayStation 1 had. And it had all kinds of boasts and brags. The gameplay looked, you know, pretty superior. And I got it. I started to play it and realized quickly that these games were garbage. The controller was it was like holding, what would be comparable? It was like holding two fucking like cell phones together, but not like two Nokia bricks together. And like the button placement was very uncomfortable. There was a number pad right in the middle for some mysterious reason, kind of like a ColecoVision. It was for games that little Jimmy never got a chance to play because, well, nobody wanted to play Jaguar. Everybody wanted to play PlayStation. They wanted to play Nightmare Creatures. Not, oh, fuck, what was that horrible? I had a fighting game where one of the characters, you had like eight characters you could choose from, one of which was a Scotsman whose super move was he threw a fireball by lifting up the front of his kilt and shooting like a ball of like diseased gonorrhea or something. I don't know.
Oh God.
And it was a hard attack to do. It wasn't like a simple like down over high punch. Like it wasn't like a standard Hadouken. It was difficult and everything else. And so needless to say, the Jaguar was quickly put to the side. All the attention went to PlayStation 1. And I'm
trying to find that game for you now.
The silver lining, though.
Fight for Life?
No.
So there was like, looks like five fighting games. So there was Double Dragons versus the Shadow Falls.
Mm-mm.
Dragon, the Bruce Lee story.
No, that one Fight actually wasn't Life. All that bad.
Katsumi Ninja and Ultra Vortec.
Yeah, no, it was Katsumi Ninja, which was like there wasn't even a ninja character you could really select. it was like discount Street Fighter characters that, you know.
So you played like, the drunken Scotsman with fiery gonorrhea.
Yeah. And, like, you fought the last character, and then, like, you beat him, but then he turned into a dinosaur. And then you had to beat, like, a T-Rex, and then you won. And it was just sad, disappointing. The only good thing about that, though, was I got that for my birthday. By that summer, I was going to flea markets, and games that were, like, $60 a pop, I could get three for 15. So,
well, when you only got, have wait, like a couple Scotsman's dozen games.
Your character was Angus.
Yes. Angus McStereotype, I believe, was his name.
Yeah, Angus red McGregor. Beard, short red hair, fighting Hakawa, which looks like a Native American. Wow, yeah. Good wholesome family racism there, buddy.
Yeah.
Game Daily wrote that nowhere else would you find a Scotsman that launches fireballs from beneath his kilt.
Yeah, yeah, I have a picture of it right here. It's pretty fucking hilarious.
Like, at least if he did it from the back, like he was shitting the fireball, then there'd be a sense of like, oh, that's gross. He's disrespecting the other character. When he does it from the front, it's almost like, is this infected? And it's just like coming at you.
Gonorrhea! Yeah.
That's some cross rot you'll never forget right there, buddy.
Was that the battle cry, Bryce?
Yep. It's the new Hadouken.
That was beautiful, Bryce.
Gonorrhea! Gonorrhea!
Gonorrhea!
It burns when I pee.
Yoga flame.
Oh, no.
Foul flame of urethra.
Get that out of your mind.
Oh, Jesus. Get that.
So don't feel bad there, Danny.
Oh, I don't. And it's one of those things where, don't get me wrong, I have always appreciated Xbox. Had a 360. I still have a 360, and I really enjoy the hell out of it. But I don't know. It really was the Final Fantasy VII Remake that tipped the scale, and the fact that I was going to be able to play Battlefront with my buddy Steve.
Oh, shit.
That literally was it.
So the thing I was actually looking at getting one here a couple months ago, and I couldn't justify it. And one of the things that irritated me was it didn't have a 4K player in the like the pro version, which seemed kind of like a waste. So I opted not to get it, and I'll just wait for it to come out on PC because everything comes out on PC now.
Bryce is a PC master race person.
I am. You saw it. I showed it to you.
My beautiful
little beast.
Freaking psycho.
Okay, it takes me like a quarter of the time to load games than it does you. Actually, it's probably like an eighth.
Actually, my games load really, really fast.
No, they don't.
I've never actually had any problems, and I don't. The only time I ever crashed a game was when I was using mods on Fallout 4, and that's because I literally was blowing up the world with mini nukes. I had a Gatling gun that shot mini nukes.
Did you see the guys that crashed one of the Fallout servers because they put so many nukes together?
Yep.
That was pretty funny.
Right. But honestly, Danny, there's no way you can really compare. When Bryce wants to play Myst, it is so fast and seamless. Each level, like all like the things on the desk are so crisp and clear.
Okay, I need to play Sims in very high quality, okay?
He needs that ribbon.
Yes.
Done up just right.
Yep.
Gotta get the sound bar out so you can hear their gibberish and like panoramic
exactly.
sound.
Exactly, come on.
Dude, he is a master of Zoo Tycoon, okay?
Ooh.
And Heroes Roller of Coaster Might Tycoon. Magic too. I mean, if it's not.
You know, I still actually play Roller Coaster Tycoon on occasion. That's a fun fucking game.
There's somebody who made like a huge mod for Minecraft for PC, and it looks like the textures are like so real. You have to have like a really high end rig to actually play it.
Fair enough.
But it just
I like Minecraft awesome. For its simplicity, to be honest with you. There's something glorious in just how ridiculously zen it is just to dig fucking holes. Can't say anything
that's
for
the
it.
Saddest thing I think I've ever heard. So like, you
really
play
this
for fun? I play this game called Holes. What do you do? I got the shovel attachment. I plug it in to my Jaguar.
Okay, that game is copyright, like, not another podcast. If that game comes out.
Virtual shoveler. There's a tie-in to Mystery Men.
I would not be surprised.
That Mystery Men tie-in, I mean, come on. It's a license to print money.
Dude, have you heard about this new game called Digger?
Yeah.
Digger. What do you do? You just dig.
You dig. Oh, is it like a dig dug, like virtual reality? No.
Nope.
No.
Just digging.
You go to a place, you take a set, you take a soil sample, and then like you get an email that you have to open on your phone, and it tells you in the email what the soil's like, and then you know if you can dig there or not. And then you dig.
But do you find gold or anything like? Nope. You just dig.
You're just
those are add-ons.
It's kind of what we do here on the show. We just keep digging and digging.
So James, I know you used to play Destiny. Did you see any of the new release stuff that they just put out a couple days ago?
No, I haven't. I haven't seen it. To be honest, I'm actually kind of working on a project with some of my gaming now. My good friend Travis, who's been on the show. He and I are in the process of starting what we hope will be a continuing series called The Brothers Floater. And it is centered in the Red Dead Redemption online world. We are a couple of brothers who are going to be Robin Hood types. And hopefully one day when our level gets high enough, we will take out anyone being an asshole on the server. That's our goal. So what it is, we're going to record our streams. And as we're doing the streams, we're still figuring out some of the logistics on this. We're going to record our commentary in character. We're going to put it all together. It'll be like our own sort of half hour animated television show following these couple of outlaws and their gang. Danny, hopefully if we can get him set up, we'll be part of it. Bryce, I would offer you, I would invite you if you want to become part of our shenaniganery.
Okay.
Whatever.
Hold him back, boys! I'll hold him back!
I'll join in with all my ample free time.
I think I could shoehorn in 15 minutes. I was saving that for like REM sleep, where my brain might get some recycling, some charge. But I could crack that off so I can play Red Dead Redemption. I mean, I may not be awake. So you're saying mortars are starting.
Who got shot?
It's a lot of heavy artillery.
Probably Danny.
No, it sounds like, James, what you're describing is you and your friends are going to form a militia and bully a town.
They're going to be Mormons. That's what it is.
Actually, no, we're not going to bully anyone. But if we hear about bullying, we're going to find whoever is the bully and kind of throw shit down.
Bully them?
I know who put you up to it. Melania Trump.
We're bullies the bullies.
We plan on being best.
It's her new anti-bullying campaign.
We want to be best.
And, be the bully that you want to see in the world.
Yeah.
It's
somebody
finally responded.
Oh fuck. Yeah. 8 days later, four mules dead, the letter finally got to the Samantha farm.
Show's almost over and she finally remembered us.
Oh, you meant 8 o'clock. And I noticed that I'm on the Eastern Seaboard, so you can't say that it was like a timing issue. I did the math.
It took her an hour to do dishes.
Lost track of time doing dishes. Bullshit.
Yeah. No, wait. Now, let's be fair here. We've all been doing dishes and we just get lost in the suds and the enjoyment. You know, the scrubbing that fucking lasagna that apparently is secret ingredient is rubber goddamn cement.
Fuck yeah.
Sitting there, you're cursing at like dead relatives because you're like, fuck you, Uncle Phil, or whatever.
Part of me wishes people could see our chat conversations.
Pretty sure she was.
Bookmaking and marking.
Now I know why.
In Bryce the greenhouse.
Outstanding.
Also known as Greenhorns. Well, guys, I think we got to cut this one short. I got a call from my boss. And Jim's under fire.
Yeah, call in some air support. Whiskey Bravo Foxtrot, do you acknowledge?
No.
No.
Go away.
I don't even know what you said. Go away, Baton.
Private Danny. Get off the radio. Do you acknowledge?
No.
No. Go away.
What is your position? Missionary.
You own Baton.
Private Snuffleupagus, god damn it. Give me some fucking air support.
Go away.
Go away. Not done yet.
I'm trying. It's still very day for...
Jim, maybe you should get undercover.
Oh.
I'm going to Principal Strickland and fucking Back to the Future 2 with like shotguns and fucking bandoliers across both sides of my chest.
Well, if this day works recording, we can definitely do this.
Yeah, it works for me.
Cool.
I'm making it work.
Sweet.
Not that you guys want me here, but, you know, I'm
it's
making
just
it work.
Samantha who clearly doesn't.
Clearly.
You try and refuse the call of dishes, okay? You look that pile of, like, scummy food and, like, dried grossness and say, you know what? I could get lost in a couple hours of that.
Unreal.
Jim, seriously, do we need to call SWAT or something?
No, they're here. They're not doing too well, but they're here.
They're never going to get in. They're never going to get in.
Not so long as our God Stephalobicus is.
You okay, Danny?
I got to go.
Yeah, I got to go too.
All right, later,
okay,
guys.
Kids, we'll shoot for next Thursday then.
Yep, yep.
See you.
See ya.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Not Another Podcast. There are so many places for you to find us outside of www.notanotherpodcast.com. For instance, you can find us on Facebook at Not Another Podcast. You can also find us on Tumblr at www.notanotherpodcast.tumblr.com. You can also find me, Samantha Stark, on Twitter at SamanthaStark3. And you can find James on Twitter as well under James Spooky, spelled with an I-E, not A-Y. And you wanted it, you asked for it, you got it. You can also find us now on iTunes under, you guessed it, Not Another Podcast. We'll talk to you soon. Peace out, Not Another Podcasters.